The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. We'll begin with a quick little thing from the Smile file from Woman's Day. They want to remind us that June 17th is Eat Your Vegetables Day. So, you know, we probably should be doing that every day, but, you know, good thing to remember. From Magnolia, Swept Away. To float a river, any river, is to be moved by forces beyond our control. To float a river is to let go, even if just for an hour or an afternoon. And they're talking about actually, you know, taking an inner tube or a canoe or something down a river. Last summer, we traveled to Alberta, Canada, for what was technically a work trip. An afternoon had freed up, and our youngest son, Crew, had the idea to go for a hike through Banff National Park. I can't overstate how little hiking I've done in my lifetime, but with Crew as our fearless guide, the journey was fun and light. He made up some trail rules and had lots to show us along the way until we stumbled upon a stairway that led toward a bevy of rafts, oars, and river guides. Honestly, if we hadn't already been in a spontaneous state of mind, I'm not sure any one of us would have sought out this experience. But we followed Crew all the way to the water's edge, jumping into the inflatable raft that would carry us down the Bow River. That moment made its way onto the cover of this magazine's issue. To me, the picture captures so much more than a cover-worthy location. It was the way the day unfolded, how one yes led to another and then another. No destination in mind other than farther that kept my gaze up and out at this big boundless world. And that's Joanna Gaines. Waiting to be explored, here are a number of scenic waterways from crashing cascades to lazy rivers for your next adventure. Before you head out, ask local experts about current water safety levels, safety, outfitters to help you gear up, and guides who can lead the way. And any that say they are super difficult, I'm going to skip. So these are more easier ones. In the West, Rocky Mountain Raft Tours in Banff, Alberta, Canada, which is the one they did. Since 1972, this outfit has guided more than 500,000 intrepid guests of all ages on river tours throughout Banff National Park. Then there's the Rogue River in Oregon, one of America's original wild and scenic waterways. The Rogue winds through the forests and canyons of the Siskiyou Mountains in southwest Oregon. The river features waterfalls, wildlife, hidden woodland beaches, and whitewater, including a few more challenging rapids, so double-check your route before you push offshore. In the south, the Guadalupe River in Texas. Located near New Braunfels, Texas, the clear waters of the dam-controlled Guadalupe River provide a dependable, easygoing river floating experience for all ages. A wide range of local outfitters can provide tubes, kayaks, and any other gear you need for a fun day on the river. Also in the south, the deep south, Buffalo National River in Arkansas. A day trip floating down the Buffalo, America's first national river, is an iconic wilderness experience in the heart of the Ozark Mountains. Depending on seasonal water levels, there are several Buffalo floats that range from tranquil to thrilling. I vote for tranquil. In the Midwest, the Niobrara River in Nebraska. This national scenic river stretches east from Wyoming and across northern Nebraska before it feeds into the mighty Missouri River. The most stunning stretch of the spring-fed Niobrara through the Fort Niobrara National Wildlife Refuge features steep sandstone canyons, river islands, waterfalls, and rapids fit for all ages and skill levels. In Pennsylvania, the Youghiogheny River, and I can only say that because I'm from Pittsburgh and the Youghiogheny goes through Pittsburgh. because you look at that and you're like, how the heck do you say that? The Yauk River offers something for everyone, from tranquil tubing in the middle to tumbling down rapids with the pros in the upper section. Just an hour from Pittsburgh and not far from the Baltimore and D.C. metros, the Youghiogheny is a great destination for a mid-Atlantic getaway. And they didn't touch on the fact that there are several places in North Carolina where you can do a river float if you're sticking closer to home. God, goodness knows, Western North Carolina needs the tourist dollars right now. So, you know, if you're feeling like doing it, now's the time. Summer. And here's a poem inspired by the rush of the ride called Upon the Wild Waters. Excuse me. Stepping off the shore and into the current, we are caught up and swept away. We are passengers now. What can we do now but allow water and gravity and chance take us where they will? And away we go, down, around and through, over, under and beyond, pulled between silent horses and under watchful skies, passing in and out of shadows, we are guests upon the river, travelers, ushered along a path that ancient waters patiently cut into stone and soil. Floating a river, we are pulled through panoramas. Natural worlds unfold on every side, appearing suddenly and then changing just as quickly. Around each boulder, a strange new world. Under each canopy of trees, an undiscovered country of dappled light on dancing water. Whether floating slowly or swiftly, braving rapids or paddling around bends, snaking through dark woodland or charging through wide open canyons, to ride upon the river's back is not for the faint of heart. After all, these are wild waters, and we are intrepid voyagers. Out here on the river, the earth is alive in all directions. You can hear it, smell it. In summer, you can almost taste it. Drop your hand over the side and touch it. To float a river, any river, is to let wildness carry you forward through space and time, onward, outward, ever closer to the sea. From First for Women, found the daily step count that lifts mood. Good news for those of you who can't seem to reach that 10,000 steps a day recommended for heart health. Taking fewer steps still provides feel-good benefits. In a Journal of American Medicine Network open study, taking 7,500 or more steps a day lowered the risk of depression by 42%. Now, I looked it up. 7,500 steps is 3 to 3.7 miles a day. The study authors say walking enhances brain adaptability, which helps regulate mood and stress, and reduces the inflammation linked to depression. So do some walking. From Real Simple, the books list top picks for book club and beyond, and they're offering 5 options. First, A Mother of a Memoir. Erica J. Simpson is the author, S-I-M-P-S-O-N. Her mother was a fighter. She battled cancer 5 times and could talk her way out of or into anything. In Simpson's new memoir, This Is Your Mother, she artfully weaves together vignettes from her childhood and young adulthood to tell an evocative story about the moments when you begin to see your parents as people. This unique but relatable portrayal of a mother-daughter relationship is a beautiful tribute that doesn't shy away from complex feelings. A Complicated Look Back. In the book Sleep, the debut novel by Honor Jones, J-O-N-E-S, Margaret, recently divorced, visits her childhood home in suburban New Jersey with her 2 young daughters. The memories are everywhere, of sunny days outside and her demanding mother, of a beloved best friend and a life-altering summer when something unspeakable happened. As Margaret navigates it all, this elegant story delivers insight into the transitions from girlhood to adulthood and from married life to single parenting, exploring how reckoning with the past is often the only way to move forward. A delicious piece of magical realism. When Konstantin Duhovny is 10 years old, he's overcome with a taste in his mouth of a meal he's never eaten. he realizes he has a strange ability to commune with spirits who share their favorite flavors with him. Many years later, he takes this gift to the competitive New York City restaurant scene, where he's determined to reunite people with their lost loved ones through food. A ghost story, a love story, and a mind-bending adventure, the book Aftertaste by Daria Lavelle, L-A-V-E-L-L-E, turns the concept of sense memory into a delightful ride. Next, a generational saga, the new novel by Janine Cummins, C-U-M-M-I-N-S, who wrote American Dirt. Daisy is living in her ancestral homeland of San Juan, Puerto Rico, when a hurricane hits, hospitalizing her. Her mother, Ruth, and grandmother, Rafaela, rush from New York to be with her. The setting stirs up emotions from the past. Rafaela, from a wealthy Puerto Rican family, fell in love with a white Navy officer and left everything she knew for St. Louis. Ruth, in turn, abandoned her heritage to fit in as a young Midwesterner. The book, Speak to Me of Home, hops through time to tell a touching story about roots and belonging. And the last one, Royal-ish Portrait. It's the late 15th century. A peasant boy lives in the remote English countryside where he's a nobody. Or is he? One day, a mysterious stranger arrives to tell him he's actually the son of the Duke of Clarence and the rightful heir to the throne. Inspired by the true story of Lambert Simnel, who was briefly crowned king in 1487 at age 10, The Pretender is the book by Joe Harkin, H-A-R-K-I-N, reimagines how a child was plucked out of obscurity to be groomed as a royal during the tumultuous Tudor era. Villains, intrigue, tons of humor, this is historical fiction at its finest. From Women's Day, Love and Support. June 23rd is International Widow's Day. It was created to draw attention to the unique experiences and needs of those whose partners have passed away. Dawn Nargi, founder of W Connection, and their website, widowsconnection.org, widowsconnection.org. That's a national nonprofit in which widows help other widows rebuild their lives, shares her insight on providing the best support to loved ones in this situation. She offers three. One, understand that widows experience a range of emotions and stressors. When Dawn's husband passed away, she had a baby and was at risk of losing her new home. Along with feelings of overwhelming sadness, widows can face financial loss. Some lose their jobs. Yet people told me that all I should focus on was my grief, says Dawn. Be mindful of the various challenges, mental, physical, and financial, that a widow may be facing. Two, offer suggestions of ways you can help. Asking how can I help is thoughtful, but someone who is newly widowed may be overwhelmed. Throw out ideas such as providing child care, cooking them a meal, walking their dog, or doing chores like dishes and laundry. And last, take them out for a fun or silly activity. Widows often struggle with loneliness and isolation, especially during times of day they once typically would have spent with their partner. An experience that is novel and requires focus, say duck pin bowling or axe throwing, can help a grieving person step outside their sadness for a moment and live in the present. From First for Women, some simple wellness solutions. The diet tweak that boosts longevity. Replacing butter with plant-based oils like soybean and olive is a life-extending strategy, Harvard findings suggest. Experts analyzed health and dietary data from more than 200,000 people over 30 years and found that the risk of dying prematurely was higher in those who ate the most butter than in those who enjoyed more plant-based oils. Past studies have linked butter's saturated fats to heightened odds of health woes like cancer and heart disease. Help for nighttime muscle cramps? If leg cramps keep you up at night, supplement with 180 micrograms of MK7. That's a form of vitamin K2. In a JAMA, that's Journal of American Medicine, internal medicine study, doing so cut cramp frequency by 63% within 8 weeks, plus cramp duration and severity dropped. Turns out MK7 blunts the entry of cramp-triggering calcium into muscle cells. One to try? Jarrow Formulas MK7, 90 micrograms, from Amazon.com. Pain relievers may deter dementia. Taking NSAIDs, that's a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, such as ibuprofen, naproxen, and aspirin to ease aches and pains may have surprising brain benefits. A study in the Journal of American Geriatric Society found that people who took NSAIDs on a regular basis for 2 years were significantly less likely to develop dementia than their counterparts who didn't take the medicines. Researchers credit the anti-inflammatory action of NSAIDs with protecting brain cells against damage, but they cautioned the drugs can have negative side effects, so check with your doctor to determine the regimen that's best for you. This is a cutie. The number of people who lie to their dentist about their dental hygiene habits, 57%. good reason to sip tap water. It can splash your exposure to potentially harmful microplastics, say researchers in brain medicine. They estimated that opting for tap water instead of bottled water could decrease your intake of microplastic particles by more than 95% in a year. And since microwaving foods in plastics can produce staggering amounts of microplastics, they advise using glass containers instead. Why bother? Research suggests microplastics undermine health by damaging organs, impairing immunity, impeding metabolism, and more. So stick to the cheap tap water. From Real Simple, ticked off. You may have heard that confirmed cases of Lyme disease are on the rise, but there's no reason to panic, says Andrea C. Love, Ph.D., executive director of the American Lyme Disease Foundation. The apparent rise is just due to a change in how reporting is handled, she explains. There has not been any large recent change in Lyme cases. Find a tick on you? Again, don't panic. Not all ticks carry Lyme disease, and one has to feed for at least 24 hours on you to potentially transmit that bacteria to you. Your best defense? Wear tick repellents. DEET, D-E-E-T, and picaridin are the only options with proven effectiveness. I'm going to spell that P-I-C-A-R-I-D-I-N. Do frequent checks, especially after being in tall grass, and keep an eye on any bites. I hate swallowing pills. What can I do to make it easier? Their answer? Pills and supplements can't help us if we can't take them. So try the lean forward technique, which researchers found improved swallowing of capsules by 89%. Simply put the tablet on your tongue. Take a swig of water and hold it in your mouth. Then put your head down and swallow. This engages gravity to help the pill move towards your throat. If this doesn't work for you, try putting the pill or supplement in a spoonful of applesauce. I've used that on my dog. From First for Women, hearty steak salad. Active time and total time, 25 minutes, plus grill prep time. And this makes four. We need a quarter cup of extra virgin olive oil, also known as EVU, 2 tablespoons balsamic vinegar, 2 tablespoons honey, 2 scallions chopped, 1/2 of an English cucumber, 1 carrot, 1 pound of sirloin steak, 2 cups torn romaine lettuce, about 6 ounces, 1 8.8 ounce package of cooked beets, drained and sliced, 2 cups cooked broccoli florets, and 3 ounces of goat cheese crumbled. In a small bowl, whisk together olive oil, balsamic vinegar, honey, scallions, a 1/4 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 teaspoon pepper, and reserve. Prepare grill for medium-high direct heat cooking. Have the cucumber and carrot lengthwise, then thinly slice. So they make little half-moon slices. Sprinkle steak with 1/4 teaspoon salt and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Grill, flipping once, 3 to 4 minutes per side, per medium rare or to desired doneness. Let rest for 10 minutes and thinly slice. Meanwhile, arrange lettuce, beets, broccoli, cucumbers, and carrots on a platter. Top with the sliced steak. Sprinkle with crumpled goat cheese and drizzle with the dressing. And teriyaki pork kebabs. Active time is 20 minutes. Total time is 25 plus the grill prep time again. This serves 4. We need 8 6-inch wood or metal skewers, 1/2 cup teriyaki sauce, 2 teaspoons toasted sesame oil, 2 cloves of garlic finely minced, 1 cup plain reduced fat yogurt, 1 teaspoon finely minced fresh ginger, 2 tablespoons minced scallion, 1 pound of pork tenderloin cubed, 2 green, red, and or yellow peppers sliced. If using wooden skewers, soak in water for 15 minutes. Prepare grill for medium-high direct heat cooking. In a bowl, mix teriyaki sauce, the oil, and garlic. Reserve 1/2. In a bowl, mix yogurt, ginger, and scallion. Season with 1/4 teaspoon salt and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. In a bowl, toss the pork and peppers with the reserved teriyaki sauce mixture. Thread onto skewers, alternating pork with the peppers. Grill skewers, turning and basting occasionally with remaining 1/2 of teriyaki sauce mixture, 4 to 5 minutes, or until desired doneness. Serve with ginger scallion sauce. From Woman's Day, June 21st, it looks like, is National Smoothie Day. Who knew? They're offering us the basics. Choose your dream combo. This is a super easy recipe. Choose your dream combo, then puree in a blender until smooth. So here's a whole bunch of combos. First, strawberry. We need 1 cup whole frozen strawberries, 1 cup 1/2-inch pieces peeled cucumber frozen, and 1/4 cup of carrot juice. That's it, just puree. Next, peach smoothie. 2/3 cup frozen sliced peaches, 1/2 cup of 1/2-inch pieces of summer squash, 1/4 cup of coconut water. Again, just puree. Raspberry. 1 cup frozen raspberries, 1/2 cooked beet, and 6 tablespoons unsweetened almond milk. Acai, or is it acai? I don't even know. 1 3.5-ounce package of frozen unsweetened acai, thawed, 1 cup of frozen blackberries, and 1/2 cup of kefir. Pear, 2/3 cup of 1/2-inch pieces of peeled pear, 1 cup frozen riced cauliflower, and 1/4 cup of coconut milk. And avocado. 1/2 cup avocado, 1/2 cup of frozen pineapple chunks, 1 packed cup spinach, and 1/4 cup of coconut water. And then they have a little aside. Prefer to drink something? These are more of a bowl of a smoothie. Add a splash more of whatever liquid was mentioned into your blender, just enough to thin the mixture out so it can be sipped through a straw. They look very pretty. Each and every one of them looks very pretty. Oh, from First for Women, Greek portobello pitas. Active time is 20 minutes. Total time is 30 plus grill prep time, and this serves 4. That's meaty portobello mushrooms substitute for the lamb in this vegetarian take on a Mediterranean wrap. We need 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1 tablespoon plus 1 teaspoon fresh lemon juice, 1 teaspoon chopped fresh oregano, 1 small clove garlic chopped, 4 portobello mushrooms about 4 inches across, gills removed, 1 cup of tzatziki sauce, 4 large pita breads or flatbread warmed, 1 cup lettuce leaves or baby spinach leaves, 1 large roasted red pepper cut into 4 pieces. There we go. 4 thin slices of red onion and 1/2 cup crumbled feta cheese. And then parchment paper and kitchen twine, which is optional. Prepare grill for medium direct heat cooking. In a small bowl, combine oil, 1 tablespoon lemon juice, oregano, and garlic. Brush mushrooms with the oil mixture. Season with 1/4 teaspoon salt and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Grill mushrooms, flipping once until tender, about 4 minutes per side. Then slice the mushrooms. Dividing evenly, spread 1/2 the tzatziki sauce over the pitas. Top with lettuce or spinach. Then pepper, onion, and sliced mushrooms. Dividing evenly, spoon on the remaining tzatziki sauce. Top with crumbled feta cheese. If desired, fold and secure with parchment paper and twine. That will make it a little more pick-upable, as it were. Summer peach and avocado swirl pops. Active time is 20 minutes. Total time is 2 hours and 20, and this serves 10. And the reason that the total time is so much is it has to freeze. We need 3/4 cup raw cashews soaked for at least 4 hours, 1 can of coconut milk, 1/4 cup agave syrup, 1 pinch of sea salt, 1 1/2 inch piece of ginger peeled, 1 ripe avocado, and 1 cup fresh or frozen peach slices. And it says, because the cashews stabilize the coconut milk, once the pops are frozen, they'll stay frozen for 10 to 15 minutes after you take them out of the freezer, making them great for summertime get-togethers. Here's how to actually make them. Drain and rinse the cashews. Add to a blender along with coconut milk, agave syrup, salt, and ginger. Blend until completely smooth, 2 to 3 minutes. Divide the mixture in half and blend 1/2 with the avocado. Set aside. Blend the other 1/2 briefly with the peaches. Small pieces will remain. Then fill ice pop molds about 3/4 of the way with the peach mixture, then top with the avocado mixture. Use a popsicle stick to swirl the avocado mixture lightly into the peach mixture. Insert popsicle sticks and freeze for 1 to 2 hours or until firm. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call our all-purpose number, 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.